Imagine waking up to find yourself a prisoner in your own mind. This is Melanie Strider's reality in The Host, where Earth has fallen to a silent alien invasion. The parasitic souls, silvery, ribbon-like creatures, have systematically taken over human bodies, creating a seemingly perfect society where violence, dishonesty, and environmental destruction have been eliminated. But this utopia masks a genocide, the systematic erasure of human consciousness. When Wanderer, a soul veteran of seven planets, is inserted into Melanie's body, something unprecedented occurs. Melanie refuses to fade away. Her consciousness remains stubbornly present, creating an internal battlefield where two minds vie for control of one body. Through Melanie's persistent voice and memories, Wanderer experiences something entirely new: the raw intensity of human emotion and the fierce determination of a species fighting extinction. The relationship between Wanderer and Melanie evolves from hostile opposition to reluctant cooperation as they navigate their shared existence. This internal struggle raises profound questions about identity. Where does one consciousness end and another begin? What makes us who we are? Is it our memories, our bodies, or something more fundamental that defines our essential selves? Through dreams and memories, Wanderer experiences Melanie's desperate life on the run and her passionate love for Jared Howe, another human survivor. These memories affect Wanderer in unexpected ways, blurring the line between observer and participant. She begins to feel Melanie's emotions as her own, experiencing the ache of longing for a man she's never actually met. When Jared whispers to Melanie in a memory, "If I was given the choice between having the world back and having you, I wouldn't be able to give you up," the raw intensity of human attachment stuns Wanderer. Her species values harmony and cooperation, but they've never experienced the fierce, irrational devotion humans feel for each other. A love that persists even in the face of extinction. This emotional education continues as Wanderer discovers Melanie's protective love for Jamie, her younger brother. Through these relationships, Wanderer begins to understand that human connection isn't merely a biological imperative or evolutionary strategy. It's the core of what makes humanity worth preserving. The depth and complexity of human relationships challenge her species' justification for their invasion, forcing her to question whether souls truly represent an advancement over the species they've conquered. Following cryptic clues hidden in family photographs, Wanderer and Melanie embark on a dangerous journey into the Arizona desert, searching for other human survivors. This physical odyssey mirrors their internal transformation as the harsh landscape strips away pretense and forces cooperation for survival. The desert journey becomes a profound metaphor for the human experience itself. As Wanderer struggles with thirst, hunger, and exhaustion, basic vulnerabilities she's never truly faced before, she begins to understand humanity on a deeper level. When they collapse from dehydration, hovering near death, Melanie asks, "What are you dying for?" Wanderer's response, "Maybe I'm dying to be human," reveals how profoundly she's changed. Their rescue by Uncle Jeb, Melanie's eccentric relative, brings them to a hidden human colony inside an elaborate cave system. Here, Wanderer faces raw hatred from humans who see her as the enemy. Yet in this crucible of hostility, her true transformation begins. The very suffering that souls sought to eliminate from human experience proves essential to developing compassion, courage, and resilience, qualities Wanderer begins to embody despite her alien nature. Living among the human survivors creates unprecedented emotional complications. Melanie loves Jared with the fierce devotion of someone who fought alongside him for survival. Yet Wanderer, experiencing human emotions for the first time, develops feelings for Ian O'Shea, who sees beyond her alien nature to recognize her gentle soul. This creates an impossible situation: two consciousnesses sharing one body while loving different men. When Jared kisses Wanderer to test whether Melanie still exists, the moment becomes emotionally chaotic. Melanie reacts with passionate recognition, while Wanderer experiences both Melanie's desire and her own confused response. Meanwhile, Ian's growing affection for Wanderer adds another layer of complexity, offering her a connection untainted by Melanie's memories. This unprecedented romantic entanglement forces everyone involved to confront fundamental questions about love and identity. Is love merely physical attraction, or can it transcend the body to connect on a deeper level? When Ian tells Wanderer, "Wouldn't you deserve a life too? Wouldn't you have earned that much?" he acknowledges her as an individual worthy of love regardless of her origins, a perspective that challenges both human and soul understanding of consciousness. When a captured seeker, the same one who hunted Wanderer relentlessly, is brought to the caves, Wanderer faces an impossible choice. The humans plan to execute the seeker, seeing no alternative that wouldn't endanger their community. In this moment, Wanderer realizes she knows how to remove souls without harming either party, knowledge that could save both species but would mean sacrificing herself. "This knowledge is what the humans have been killing for," Wanderer realizes. "Once I reveal it, I lose everything. But I can give Jared and Jamie what they want most, Melanie returned to them." This selfless act represents the ultimate expression of humanity, the willingness to sacrifice oneself for others. Ironically, it's the alien parasite who demonstrates this most human of qualities, challenging our understanding of what truly separates species. By showing humans how to safely remove souls, Wanderer creates the possibility of coexistence rather than extermination, a third path neither humans nor souls had considered. In the story's final act, Wanderer's friends refuse to let her die. They find an empty host, a young woman whose consciousness never returned after the soul's removal, and transfer Wanderer into this new body. This rebirth symbolizes a new beginning not just for Wanderer, but for human-soul relations. Her existence as a soul who chooses to live among humans creates a bridge between species, and she's not alone. They discover other souls who have gone native and sided with humans. When Wanderer meets Burns Living Flowers, another soul who has chosen humanity, their conversation hints at broader possibilities. Maybe there's some hope for this planet after all. The story ends with Wanderer embracing her new life and the full spectrum of human experience. "I would feel everything, happy and sad, elated and miserable, secure and afraid, loved and denied. It would all be mine." In accepting both the beauty and pain of human existence, Wanderer completes her transformation, becoming human not through biology, but through choice, sacrifice, and love. What makes us human? Perhaps it's not our bodies or even our origins, but our capacity for empathy, sacrifice, and love, qualities that transcend species and create the possibility of understanding across seemingly unbridgeable divides.